I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Behavioral therapies and parent education are important parts of treatment for children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. To talk about behavioral skills and interventions that help kids with ADHD is Dr. Michelle Macias. She's a professor of pediatrics, and she's the director of the Division of Developmental Behavioral Pediatrics at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Macias, tell us briefly about behavioral treatments for kids who have ADHD.
Well, behavioral treatments are the backbone of treatment for ADHD. We use them most often with children who have the combined type of ADHD, so they have problems not just of inattention, but of hyperactivity and impulse control.
And what sort of professional typically gets involved, and is this early on in the child's life as far as these behavioral interventions?
Well, earlier is always better with any type of intervention. So really, when we have a child who has hyperactivity and impulse control problems and they're young, such as in the preschool age, before a diagnosis may even be made, we want to address those behaviors. This can start off with the family going to their pediatrician or pediatric provider to provide some of these behavioral interventions and advice about them. However, if the behaviors are more problematic, then a professional, a therapist that is skilled in treating behavioral problems in children is recommended.
And I understand during the pandemic, this type of behavioral intervention from a professional may be available virtually for children with ADHD. Also, tell us about the parents' role in helping their child learn important behavioral skills.
Well, the parents are key, and what we have found is that parents who have been trained appropriately in behavior management, the children with ADHD have better outcomes if they have associated disruptive behavior.
And to get this kind of intervention started, parents learn how to be successful and get kids to cooperate with these behaviors?
That's exactly right. Typically, what we're seeing are children who are not being compliant, they're not following directions, they're not following the rules, they may be having temper tantrums. So the interventions are focused on those areas.
Is part of what you're trying to achieve putting positive behaviors in place with the child?
Yes. What we want to do is increase those positive behaviors and decrease the negative behaviors. And we talk about 5 positives to 1 negative. So the child is trying to seek the parent's attention more for the positive than the negative attention.
And I understand this behavioral approach is what is recommended for children who have ADHD who are young children.
That's correct. The American Academy of Pediatric Guidelines recommend behavioral interventions first for children under age 6. That's because we know that sometimes if a child hasn't been in a structured setting, such as preschool, or hasn't had some behavioral interventions, if they have disruptive behavior, it may not be ADHD. It may be just a disruptive behavior disorder.
And this behavioral approach, it's effective for older kids as well?
Yes, it is. We recommend behavioral interventions throughout school age years and even into adolescence. Obviously, it's modified for their ages.
Dr. Macias, thanks for providing information about help and interventions for children with ADHD.
You're very welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.